Morning. This meeting, the House Committee on Special Committee on Fisheries, will come to order. The time is 10 o'clock on Tuesday, May 7th. Members present are Representative Christ Tompkins, Representative Vance, Representative Edgman, and myself, Chair Stutes. Reminder to silence your phones, please, and we're asking you don't approach the committee table if you need anything. My committee aide, Matt Greening, will be happy to help you. I'd like to thank Selman Holland, our committee secretary, and who's from? Eileen Keim. Hi, Eileen, from the Juno LIO. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. We're on a very tight schedule this morning. We have one bill on the docket, as well as a PowerPoint presentation by the CFEC commissioners. The plan is to get through the bill, then recess for floor session, and hear the presentation later in the day from the CFEC pending. So up first, we have House Bill 99, Nuyakuk.
Nuyakuk.
Okay, I was close. River Falls Hydroelectric Site by Representative Edgman. We've heard this bill once before, and today we will be adopting the CS, taking public testimony, and looking to the will of the committee. Hopefully, we'll be moving this bill out today. So, with that, may I have a motion to adopt the CS?
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the CS for House Bill 99, Work Order 31-LS0714/K is the working document.
31. Is that the right one I have? I have a different one. I think that's the wrong work order.
That's correct.
Oh, is it correct?
Okay. Backslash K, just to be clear.
Thank you. There being no objection.
K's in Kodiak.
Yes, sir. The CS is now before us. And Representative Edgman, if you would explain the changes in the CS, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Real quickly, the original version of the bill basically had generic language in it to the point where it spoke about the proposed hydroelectric project, essentially in terms of development and operation, would not be considered an incompatible use with the statutes that govern the Woodtick State Management Park. The committee substitute before the committee this morning takes it a step further, and based on some stakeholder participation in the Bristol Bay region, the committee substitute provides more detail relative to the conditions that the Nuyakuk River Falls project would have to meet in order to be a compatible use in terms of development and operation. And those, as you see, number one, would not include a dam that fully spans a river, maintains at least 70% of the daily upstream water flow of an affected river along the natural course of the river, and as we talked about during the hearing in the FERC process, would put an additional sideboard of a five-year period, essentially, that the project would have to be licensed by FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, in order to be considered a compatible use in the state park. And I'll close by saying that this refined language in the committee substitute has garnered full and sort of unequivocal support in the region and meets the test of anybody who might have a concern about any anadromous fish activity in the area, as well as the preservation of the river itself going into perpetuity.
Thank you. And I notice we have Ricky Geese, Alaska State Park Director, online for any questions today. Does anyone on the committee have any questions or comments?
Madam Chair, I might say that Bob Himshut from the Nishigek Cooperative is online if there's any detailed questions that I can answer.
Okay, perfect. And any questions? Representative Christ Hopkins.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My question relates to the fiscal note and the $20,000 for effectively promulgating the reg package as I read it. So this would be for Director Geese. And effectively, if it's customary for state parks to have fiscal notes for at least at first blush would seem like a kind of straightforward change to the management plan, basically why this would cost $20,000 and not be able to be sort of done within the normal course of agency operations.
Did you hear that question, Mr. Giese?
Yes, this is Ricky Giese, Director of Alaska State Parks, through the chair to Representative Tompkins. The planning has to do with there's an advisory board in for Wood Tick Chick and to set up a series of public meetings to make the regulatory changes to the management plan itself on the regulatory level as this moves forward. So it's a remote area, and that just takes a little bit more money than something on the road system.
Follow-up. Am I understanding from your answer, Director Giese, that because there's an advisory board and the agency needs to convene the advisory board, that that's where the bulk of the cost originates?
Yeah, that is correct, through the chair, to the representative's question. Correct.
May I follow up?
Certainly, Representative Edgeman.
Yeah, so Director Giese, I'd like to get more information on that as well. The local Wood Tick Chick State Management Council is made up of local members. So for $20,000, and assuming that your staff is going to go out to the park at least once or more times anyhow, why $20,000, and why couldn't you absorb this, in the name of a project that has a lot of potential for the area, within the existing budget that you have?
Through the chair, Representative, I will get back to you with the details of the budget in a timely manner here today to answer the particulars of it.
Thank you.
I don't know what that means. I mean, you've obviously issued a fiscal note, $20,000, so you're on record for knowing it's going to be a $20,000 price tag, but you're going to have to get it back to me later to justify that?
I don't have the fiscal note right in front of me at the moment. I will get that information to you on the details of how we calculated that.
Well, Madam Chair, I'll call that good on my end because clearly, I hope we can move this to the next committee referral, which is the Resources Committee.
Certainly.
And I think we can deal with it at that point.
Representative Chris Tompkins? Okay. Representative Vance? No questions?
I believe they've been answered.
Okay. If I see no questions, Representative Chris Tompkins.
Just a quick at ease.
Oh, certainly. At ease. On record. Seeing no more questions, then we will open public testimony. Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify? Seeing no one online, we have Steve Perkins in Dillingham, and we'd like to keep the public testimony to 2 minutes if at all possible, just for the sake of time efficiencies here. So, Mr. Perkins, if you'd identify yourself and your affiliation, please.
Yeah, hi, I'm Steve Perkins. I'm from Dillingham. I'm just a citizen here, I guess. I don't see what the rush is to amend this bill. It's not true that it's unanimous consent out here. I've talked to a lot of neighbors and friends that don't think that this is a good idea to go rushing into it. And it seems like it originated from a Nushagat co-op, and I don't think there's ever been any kind of a vote or anything like that of the co-op members. It was pretty much taken by the board and ran with. So I'm opposed to this amendment.
Okay, thank
you. That's all I have.
Thanks. Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Robert Hemshoot from Nushagak Cooperative. Mr. Hemshoot?
Madam Chair, thank you for the time this morning. I'd like to reiterate what Speaker Edgman said. I believe that we have pretty close, or as close as you're going to get to consensus for local support here with the addition of the amendments to this bill. We had a very productive meeting a week and a half ago and came at this as a consensus. Nishgack Cooperative believes that we can continue with the studies under this substitute without it impeding the ability to evaluate this project. We have done over 70 meetings of outreach. You are never going to get 100% consensus on anything this size, but we believe that we've got awfully close to that. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Wonderful. Thank you for your testimony. Next, we'll go to Mark Lysak. Is that correct?
Lysak
in Dillingham.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, my name is Mark Lysak. I am a Dillingham resident for 36 years, a co-op member, and a retired fisheries biologist. I'm also a park advocate and also a renewable energy advocate. In the past, I've been opposed to the co-op's efforts to pursue the hydro projects by constructing dams within the park, but this project, being a run-of-the-river type project, has a much lower footprint. I think it's worth taking a look at and evaluating the project under the FERC permit requirements. And so I'm in support of the amendment. I think the added language will appease many people with a five-year sunset period. And, yes, so I'm in support of pursuing an evaluation of the project. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. I see no one else online and no one else in the room to testify, so I will close public testimony. With that, do we have any comments from the committee? Representative Christ-Hopkins?
Thank you. Madam Chair, I move to report CS for HB 90.
Oh, do you have any comments?
No comments.
Do you have any comments? I just have one comment, and my comment is I'm excited to see this coming from a community that has not only hydropower but wind power collectively. It's a beautiful thing. So if I could now have a motion, please.
Absolutely. And as somebody else from a community with hydropower, fortunate enough, I'm pleased to make a motion to report CS for HB 99 work draft version LS0714/K. It's in Kodiak out of committee with individual recommendations and attached $20,000 fiscal note.
Thank you. And hearing no objections, House Bill 99 is moved from committee. And at this time, we will recess to the call of the chair. And thank you, our commissioner, for being here. And hopefully we'll see you later. And with that, I will recess this meeting at 10:13.